News Radio WTAM 1100, this is Bill Wills. Let's get around town to a few places for a bite to eat or enjoy beer or drink. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, writes on all those things. You follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Got a couple of places to stop by this week. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bill.
First, there's some great promotion involving USA Today. They've got a 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Contest, and there's a, as you have noted this week, several area locations are getting some recognition, right?
Yeah, this is pretty neat because a year ago we were talking about Great Lakes Brewing Company was up for Best Brew Pub. So USA Today does a bunch of different categories. It's part of the 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Awards that they do. A lot of different categories. They have 20 nominees in each one. So last year it was really fun to follow Great Lakes because they were in a very tight battle with Titletown Brewing Company in Green Bay, and it was back and forth. They were one, then they were number two, and back to number one. They ended up losing. They finished second. So a year goes by, and what happens? But we have multiple entries now from Cleveland in these contests. So we're looking at Great Lakes is back again. They are up for Best Beer Label for their Nosferatu. They're up for Best Brewery Tour. Collision Bend, which is really has only been around less than a year, is up for Best Brew Pub. And the one that really intrigues me that I really like, Cleveland, is up for Best Beer Scene. So a lot of competition. I think it's really neat. I think it brings a little bit of acclaim to Northeast Ohio. And they keep this contest honest. You can vote every day, but only once per day. And it's a lot of fun. It's for bragging rights.
Good recognition. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. USA Today's 10 Best, the Reader's Choice Travel Contest. And we're getting some action on some places here in Cleveland. Okay, also take me over on West 25th this week. Bookhouse Brewing Company opening, huh?
Yeah, West 25th Street. You know, this is Ohio City was really the anchor and where craft breweries really started in Ohio, really in the entire state. As we all know, Great Lakes started in 1988. They've spawned so many breweries, not only in the region, but throughout the state, but also throughout their own neighborhood. So Market Garden started a few years ago, and we just keep seeing these other ones pop up. Now we've got a couple of guys, Vaughn Stewart and Luke Brevoort, who are starting up Bookhouse Brewing. They aim to start construction in May. They're hoping to open by late summer. I think that may be delayed a little bit. I was in this building. It's over on West 25th, about a block away from where Massimo Di Milano was.
Mm-hmm.
I like the location because it really has, they're really adding to what has become a brewery district. A ton of history in this building. It dates to the 1860s. It used to be a brewery, the Jacob Bear Brewery, at the turn of the century. Love this history. It was owned by Jacob and Magdalena Bear. They were Mennonites. Jacob dies. Magdalena takes over the brew house while she raises 8 kids.
Wow.
I mean, how about that for a life?
Wow.
Not a lot of free time there. So these guys, Vaughn Stewart used to be the brewer at Portside, so he's been around for in this region for a few years, making good beer, and I wish these guys the best. I think they have a patio plan that they want to do, and a few other things, and they're being pretty ambitious with their beers. So hats off to these guys.
Bookhouse Brewery there at 1526 West 25th. Good stuff. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us, checking out some places for you to check out to have a drink or a meal. And speaking of meals, let's do some Italian in Westlake. What'd you find there for us?
Oh my, you know, Bill, I'm fortunate enough to review restaurants, and I really, there's so many different flavors that come out and a lot of exotic flavors, but I really have always kind of gravitated to the classics, and I grew up eating a lot of Italian-American food, so I love it when a new Italian restaurant opens, and I was absolutely blown away. Luca West is actually the outpost from Luca and Lola Sima, who own Luca Italian Cuisine in the Flats. So I love the vibe there and the food and the service, but it's in that gritty neighborhood that's impossible to find.
Right.
Now they're out in the exact opposite. They're out in the suburbs in Westlake. They're in an office park that frankly is kind of boring. But the food, the service, everything was just above par. Just fantastic. I really enjoy the fact that they recognize that Italian food is not just spaghetti and meatballs. It's a lot more. There's a lot of meat dishes, especially when you're talking about Northern Italian cuisine. They're doing a fantastic job. I went, we always go multiple times.
Sure.
And, you know, and we always wait for someone to be open for a couple months so they get their legs under them. I, you know, usually, and you go to a place, there may be one little thing that's off here
right.
or there.
Sure.
These guys weren't. They're hitting all the marks, and they're just doing a fantastic job with Luca West out in Westlake.
Entrees, price-wise, all over the place, but you can pick what you want off the menu. And I note in your review, you even said, hey, I don't think about salad much, but the salad even looked good, huh?
Yeah, everything was great. And you raise a great point about the prices. I love, my wife and I went, and we love the fact, she noted the fact that there's a very wide range there. You
yeah.
can get entrees as low as $18, and you can go up to 50.
Okay.
So it's really across, it's not like there's 20 things there for 50 bucks and one for 18. You've really got a lot of choices.
Luca West, lucawest.com. Mark Bonas seems to like it, and you can check it out. It's really just south of 90 there, Detroit Road near Columbia. Again, Luca West.com. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Also a shout out. You can read more about Willoughby Brewing and 20 years. Big congratulations to them, too. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30, and read what he posts, of course, Cleveland.com and in the Plain Dealer, Mark Bona. Good stuff. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.